This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Democratic Congressman Dave Loebsack of Iowa won re-election last fall, but just a few months into his seventh term, he announced that he will retire at the end of next year. It appears the early announcement was by design. Loebsack was first elected to Congress in the fall of 2006. The college professor upset longtime Republican incumbent Jim Leach. Loebsack says his plan was to limit himself to six terms or 12 years, but he says he was encouraged to run for that seventh term to help provide a check to President Donald Trump. Loebsack says he knows seven terms is enough, and he wanted to let residents of his district know that early.
So that folks who have been thinking about this for a long time have some time to think about it, get in a timely fashion so they can build a campaign and take my place. So I think the timing of it made a lot of sense from that standpoint. I do want to make sure, to the extent to which I can, that this particular seat stays in Democratic hands. And, you know, the sooner that I made the announcement, I thought the more likely that'd be the case.
Do you plan to make an endorsement, especially when it comes to the Democrats running, or is it to the point that you're just going to say, you know what, I just want to see who shakes out of this?
No, I will be endorsing. There's no question. In fact, there are a lot of them who are thinking about it, right now, but I will make an endorsement.
Do you have anyone that you would favor at this point?
I do, but, you know, at this point, I think it's probably better not to talk about it publicly, quite honestly, but I do have someone I do favor at this point.
We have been speaking for almost 15 years. When you first walked into my studio in Keokuk, you had been bicycling through Southeast Iowa. You were wearing bicycle shorts and walked into my office for the first interview. Can you?
Yeah, and I wonder what you thought, Jason. Maybe you don't want to tell me what you thought.
Well, what my thinking is can you imagine that from that day when you were bicycling through Southeast Iowa to now you have completed 12 years in Washington, D.C.? Is that even feasible for you?
It is. And seriously, when I decided to run that first time, I made that decision in July of 2005, actually. And then when you saw me on my bike, it was either in July or August. I did about, 5 weeks around the district on the bike. It was really a good thing for me to do for a variety of reasons. Obviously, it caught the attention of people, and that was important because I was a huge underdog, as you know. But I looked at this in 2005, and I had been, active on the political front for a long time. I knew Jim Leach somewhat, at least. I'd had him in class a number of times. I knew the district very well. And I knew it was possible for a Democrat to win. Not likely, but possible. So I went into this with eyes wide open. And, I always believed that I could win that seat. It was a very, very Democratic seat at that time. And I got some breaks along the way, no question. Some things that we weren't expecting that were negative happened. But in the end, quite honestly, it worked out as I'd hoped it would. Not entirely as I planned it to be, but the things that I thought were going in the favor of any Democrat who might run that time were in fact the case. And then I won. I didn't win by very much, but I won it.
What are those one or two moments that you will never forget about your time in Washington?
Oh, that's a great question. There are so many, quite honestly, and I'd have to think about that some. There have been a lot of very ups and downs, let's put it that way. The reason, as I said, I ran this last time is that Donald Trump became president, and it was clear to me that I needed to stay there at least for another term to provide a check on him and his excesses and just the way he approaches this as much as anything, but on a policy front, too. But no, I really, that's a hard question to answer at this point. I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Jason, because there have been so many things.
Is there anything that you wish you would have done during this point that maybe you still have time to do?
Not yet. I mean, obviously, eventually, I'll probably talk about some of the votes I took that I probably am not particularly proud of. But at the same time, I did my best to represent the district, and the district changed pretty dramatically over the years. And I think the best way to represent a district is to get out and talk to people as much as you possibly can and hear them. And then whether you're a Democrat or Republican, there are times when you're going to vote in ways that people in your own party aren't going to be happy about. And I think that's what I did, knowing that that's the case. And I am proud of how I represented the district for all these years.
What does the next congressperson for the second district have to do? This is a district that you won this past in 2018, but the district also went for President Trump. What does this district tell you what it is right now?
Well, it is, you know, Donald Trump won it by 4.1%. It is not the district that I represented, the old district or the new one for that matter, after 2012. So whoever, you know, ends up running on the Democratic side has to be cognizant of that and take into consideration. I'm in Ottumwa right now. Ottumwa is not reliably Democratic as it used to be. And, you know, so someone has to take that into account. I think Lee County, Des Moines County, those areas too. And but at the same time, I think that if you go out into the district enough and meet with folks on both sides of the aisle and those who consider themselves independents, you can actually win some of those votes as well. And I think a lot of it is getting out and having all the meetings that, you know, that I like to have, as you know. And I'm going to continue to do that. And that would be my advice to anybody who wants to take my place on the Democratic side.
Have you started to think about life after Congress for you? What might that entail?
More sleep and more family time. And while I do exercise a pretty fair amount every morning, as you know, I may spend even more time doing that sort of thing. But no, I'm going to be spending a lot more time with my family and my grandkids and my grandson who's up in Mount Vernon, our grandkids who are out at Camp Pendleton out by San Diego, those kinds of things, and just spend more time with my wife, Terry, as well.
Any chance of a return to the classroom?
You never know. You know, it's still early in that process between now and January of 2021. But no, I'm pretty open-minded.
Iowa Congressman Dave Lobsack says he will retire at the end of his current term. He will focus on health care, education, veterans issues, and rural broadband access. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.